Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, kicking off third hour here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio, you've got Ian.
This is Mountaineer.
And the captain.
Phones are open as always. You can bring up anything. Coming up here, heavier weapons being delivered by the United States to Ukraine. I know Peakless Not Near wanted to comment on that. Also, $450,000 birthday, Captain. Got that story on the way. Also, we're going to your phone calls and thoughts. And first up, I want to go to Stephen in Washington State. He's listening there in Spokane. And Stephen, you are calling to correct me on a pretty big mistake I made, apparently, talking about psilocybin. Go ahead.
It's not necessarily a mistake. I'm not saying you were wrong. The tolerance, however, you can't, you know, take psilocybin in one sitting and then go and take some more later on that day and get the same effect. It doesn't work that way as a lot of pharmaceuticals do. I'm a disabled vet, and me and a bunch of my veteran brothers, we tend to have what we call the tea party, or, you know, a great reset, because we're resetting our minds and getting all that straightened out.
Nice.
And it also has great, great benefits, you know, as far as dealing with PTSD. It's a great fungus, and it has helped me immensely with dealing with the stuff that I dealt with, you know, being in Iraq in 2003 during the invasion and then going back in another year after that. So it, wow, it definitely has its medicinal benefits. And as far as Russia and Ukraine, I really think this is stupid what the West is doing. And Putin is just being what, or doing what kings and queens have done in the past and retaking their land. I'm not saying Putin's right, but I think what we're doing getting into this is a big mistake.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah, that's
y'all
the
have
thing
a good day, brother.
Thanks, Stephen. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
That's the thing that almost no one ever seems to be bringing up is the, hey, guys, we might literally kill our species. Just might. I mean, let's say that it's a 1% chance.
Not worth taking.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What are we gaining? What are we gaining from this? Ukraine, who speak a similar language, have a similar culture, mm-hmm, might become part of, like, worst case scenario, they become part of Russia. Now, I mean, it sounds like Russia's saying, like, this part, who are predominantly Russian speakers,
yep,
who have already voted to become part of Russia, they're the ones we want to be part of Russia. Now, I don't think anyone should be part of Russia. I think it's a terrible idea.
Sure.
But
if they want,
I am not. I mean, number one, if it's what they want. Number two, I'm not going to risk the end of life on Earth as we know it to stop country A from enveloping country B. Like,
yeah,
let me be real specific about this. Like, if a country was going to somehow be in a position to take over the United States, let's say it was North Korea. We know they're evil. Okay, let's say, magic wand, North Korea has this weird position where they're about to take over the United States. And we could definitely stop them, but there's a 1% chance that it will, you know, end human life on Earth. Well, I hate to say it, but I'm gonna learn Korean. Like, is that bad? Yes, it's awful. It's a nightmare scenario.
Well, it's also a silly what-if scenario.
But
I mean,
you're touching on something important.
We've got guns here. Obviously, that's not.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But, like, the point is, like, even like this, directly affecting me, obviously evil. Don't kill the species, man.
You're touching on something very important and a point that I actually wanted to make about the psilocybin and mushrooms and, mm-hmm, and drugs is humanity as a species, all around planet Earth anyway, has a problem that statism causes, and that is a reduction in the speed of learning. Right?
Mm.
We've seen specifically with drugs that it takes generations for action to actually occur. What kind of anecdotal evidence can I offer? marijuana was illegal when I was growing up. Sure. And all of the talk around people who supported it was, well, we hope one day it'll be legal somewhere and somehow and in some way. And it took... I don't know. I'm going to be 50 here pretty
decades.
Quick. So,
decades.
Yeah, 40 years or something. And I had to move to one of the like two first states that made it legal recreationally. I never thought I would see that in my lifetime.
True.
Right. So I was happy that it happened. But now I'm seeing just how slow it is for something like this, something that everybody knows. Marijuana isn't harmful. It's not an you can't overdose on it. Right. All that kind of thing. Everybody knows this stuff, but it's taking so long for the state to get out of the way that it's generations. It's not until the next generation or two gets elected into, you know, your representatives or whatever before they go, I remember Grandpa, he didn't like it, but, you know, it's cool now, so we'll just go ahead and make it legal, even though we're still going to make a bunch of other stuff illegal.
No, it's frustrating.
It takes generations for the change to occur.
Yeah, the fully believed arguments against this stuff were put in black and white.
Long time ago.
Black and white television is when adults believed the arguments for this stuff. We haven't believed it since.
Well, interestingly, Politico, I'm jumping past, they give some examples of some of the legislation that's being proposed by, again, both Republicans and Democrats in different states. And they point out that there's actually very little organized opposition to the proposals so far. The only people who testified against one representative's bill did so because they felt his proposal didn't go far enough. Not a single public commenter registered any public health concerns, while a litany of medical professionals and researchers talked up the scientific promise of therapeutic psychedelics.
Yeah, anybody who can do a search online can go look up the facts and figures and the number of deaths and the number of all the statistics you want. You can go and research about psilocybin, about marijuana, about any drug you want, and you can go find out everything you need to know and form an opinion about it. The overwhelming amount of people who do that go, yeah, there's nothing wrong with this. It's fine.
The only guy who spoke against the decriminalization bill here in New Hampshire was from the state police.
Surprise!
Of course, they want to keep their power. Existing research shows these drugs are quite safe in certain respects. The risk of fatal overdose or addiction is very small compared to other substances such as heroin or even alcohol. But just like cannabis, psychedelic substances aren't harmless. There are stories, though very few, of people becoming dependent or even dying after consuming these substances. But again, you're really talking about no more than a handful. You basically cannot die. I mean, if you jump off a building or something like that, you might. But from actually taking mushrooms, you cannot have like an actual death from an overdose, as I understand it. They're considered the safest. If you look at the Professor David Nutt with two T's, he's was the original drug czar originally like 15 years ago in the UK. He, I believe, quit his job and turned to the side of good and did a lot of research and published this list of all of the drugs out there, basically, that people use. And psychedelic mushrooms were at the bottom of the list as far as danger to the user and danger to society, lower than cannabis.
Yeah. One of the things that that you kind of brought up here that I think is important about like how the state keeps us from adapting to our information, and one of the specifics of this where it's like the state making the state worse. So you had World War II caused the baby boom, and like we shouldn't have been in World War I, and that's why we had to go to World War II, because it was really part two of World War I.
Yeah.
But okay, so now we have a baby boom. So now you have this massive bulge of population that has everything catered to them. So the voters never give up power, the politicians never give up power, so none of them ever handed the reins over to Generation X. So Generation X was publicly schooled, was sat down in front of the television, were not taught to, like, will enough to grab those reins of power away from the baby boomers, and that's a big part of why this power never shifted, so that we could actually adapt to the fact that we know that this isn't harmful.
Right, and to contrast that with an individual making their own choices,
right?
It would just going online and researching it would be enough. You've made your decision, and now you have a stance on it, and that's just how you are. And everybody is capable of doing that, and that speeds up human progress.
If you want to join the show, you can. Here, the number is 603-283-6160. You can weigh in this discussion or whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open here last Saturday's show. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We do have our social media site, and it is like Twitter, but better because we don't have an evil mega corporation behind the site and no annoying advertisements to get in your way. Just go to social.freetalklive.com. You can interact there. Ian Peekless Mountaineer and the captain in the studio. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, it's Stephen in North Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Stephen.
Hey, guys. Hey. I am a little concerned, and I would like to know what y'all would do when you're in this position. So there's a sheriff here named Gary Fisk. And Gary has done two very dangerous things, in my opinion.
Okay.
One, he has said that his interpretation of the law is the ultimate interpretation. And he said this in regards to CBD and Delta 8. So Delta 8, there is a ruling. CBD, there is a ruling.
Gary, these are chemicals in regards to cannabis that in many places are legal alternatives. They're related. They are extracted from the hemp plant, for instance. And Delta 8 can get you high. And CBD can help with pain for people and various other maladies. So his ruling is what?
His ruling is that he's sheriff, and if he doesn't want you to have it, he's sending you a letter. And on April 30th, if it's not gone, they're coming.
Wow. Now, is it illegal by the state of Georgia?
No. The state of Georgia, so CBD came out and people were kind of selling it. So the state of Georgia said, hey, our official opinion on it is it's fine. Delta 8 came out and some stuff was going on. Some people went to jail and the state of Georgia essentially said, hey, this is fine, but we're going to handle this just like we would a DUI traffic stop. So don't be under the influence of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if it trips your analysis, you're on your own as far as like probation and stuff.
Mm.
So I stay away from it because I'm on probation.
Yeah. Yeah, my understanding is Delta 8 will absolutely test. You know, like if you're doing a drug test, it's going to show up as cannabis.
Yeah.
So you can't use it.
Yeah. Some people say it does. Some people say it doesn't. Fact of the matter is I don't want to take that risk with such a low probation.
Yeah, the good news is that, like, a lot of employers now, when you do the whiz quiz, like, they're not even checking for marijuana unless they're looking for the discount on their insurance.
Well, you're talking about employers. He's talking about probation.
Right.
They're going to put you in prison.
They are
going to
put you in prison. That's true.
Right,
and they're not going to care about whether it was Delta 8 or the real stuff.
They sure aren't. All right, so this sheriff is basically saying he's going to interpret the law however he wants to, and even though you're saying it's not prohibited, he's just going to go ahead and say that it is. And basically, he's figuring that no one who he arrests is going to have the wherewithal, the legal ability, the legal connections to actually be able to challenge this.
Well,
and he's probably right.
And even if you do, like, let's assume that he enforces what is not the law on someone, and they actually manage to bring him to court and win, which, I mean, law enforcement doesn't like to, like, they don't like to go after law enforcement in court.
No.
That's just always true. And, like, let's assume that they managed to, you know, the resources, time, money, whatever, to do this. Okay, well, in the process, you've already been punished.
Sure, you already went
to
jail.
Like, you already went to jail. You already had to invest your time, your energy, your motivation to get this done. You're not going to get a recompense for the fact that you are bringing him to justice. No.
No.
Like, so, I mean, the process,
nothing to lose.
The process is the punishment. And most people are not going to go through that process. So, like, he's risking basically nothing.
Right. Thanks for the call tonight, Stephen. Let us know if this develops over time. Let's go to Richard.
Just one last note on that. Like, I will say this much. He is being very honest about what government is.
No doubt. Let's go to Richard in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Richard.
Yes. We have had on the news lately about the crackdown on the number of traffic citations in the last month that's been given out for speeders.
Richard, do me a favor, man. Back off your phone a couple inches. It's just a little bit too loud.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's better. Thank you.
I get loud when I get excited.
Okay. What now? What happened?
Okay. In the last couple of weeks, they've had it on the local news that there's been a large amount of speeding tickets that's been issued because of the kind of speeding vans that's been put in different roads where there's a speeding problem. And I'd like to take quite a bit of credit for that. I had two articles published in the Albuquerque Journal newspaper. One of my articles was about November 6th of 2020. The other was June 30th of last year.
And what was the point of the article?
To bring back the speeding cameras and red light cameras.
That's too bad.
Intersection.
That's too bad. You know, speeders never, they don't hurt anybody. Everybody does it, so it's just a straight-up revenue generation for the state.
By definition, I mean, if these people were driving recklessly, we have a charge for that.
That's true.
So, I mean, they're obviously not being reckless drivers. They're just driving above the speed limit that they say this is my arbitrary point past which I will charge you money.
Yeah, there is. I don't think there's anybody. There's probably a handful of people. But the speed limit is basically a suggestion. Even when it comes to police.
I don't follow it.
No, they don't follow it. But also, too, I've never been pulled over for less than, 10 over.
It's pretty rare that somebody will do that.
Like, right? I'm a chronic 5-over guy. If it says 25, I'm doing 30.
Right.
You know, thereabouts anyway. Yeah. And nothing. I've driven right past police who are on their speed trap and like nothing because
There's not as much revenue there.
There's not as much revenue.
Yeah. 2 points on the ticket. They usually have like a different section for if it was 1 to 4 miles over or 5 to 10 or what have
you. Yes, that's right.
And
different fines.
Yeah, and I've read that the average speed that people drive is 7 to 9 miles over the speed limit. So no one drives the speed limit, and it's just there to harass people, to put some of the people in jail. Now that I've stopped you, I can search your car because I say so, and to largely generate revenue.
That's all it is. And so anybody that's encouraging that, you're not actually making the roads any safer. You're just making yourself feel good. That's about it. You pat yourself on the back. Whoopee-doo. Your neighbors are now poorer.
So I could just hear people go, you guys don't want any speed limit?
Well, I mean, no.
But, that's like, right, what does that look like in a non-government world, right? A neighborhood that's got lots of families. Well, perhaps there are signs that suggest you only go this fast rather than something that says you can't otherwise. Armed people will accost you.
Of course, most of the time, those armed people are not around, number one. Yeah, there are other ways to
deal with that. One thing I quoted to me.
Yeah, there are other ways to deal with that for neighborhoods. You can put in speed tables or whatever. We're coming up here. You can join us.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the length of the war in his country and the number of Ukrainians killed will be decided by how quickly its friends supplied the country with weapons and enforced an oil embargo against Russia. Oleksandr Vilkul, head of the Ukrainian military administration, telling CBS News that they can't win the war without more weapons.
We need fighter jets, tanks, missiles, the whole spectrum of weapons.
The White House says another $800 million in weapons should arrive in Ukraine soon. The Kremlin warned the U.S. in a diplomatic note that doing that could bring unpredictable consequences. The $50,000 reward leading to the arrest of the suspect in the Brooklyn subway shooting will be split among five people. That information led authorities to Frank R. James, the 62-year-old, currently being held at a federal detention center. 10 people were shot, 19 others were injured in the attack. This is USA Radio News. Police in Northwest Georgia say a man killed his grandmother by stuffing her in a freezer alive. Floyd County Police discovered the body of 82-year-old Doris Cummings late Thursday in the home she shared with her grandson, 29-year-old Robert Tincher III. Authorities believe that the murder actually took place late last year. A South Carolina prisoner has opted for a firing squad when he is put to death later this month. 57-year-old Richard Bernard Moore is the first prisoner in the state to face the choice of execution methods after a law that went into effect last year, making electrocution the default option. Moore has been on death row for more than two decades after being convicted of the 1999 murder of a convenience store clerk in Spartanburg. The Coast Guard is looking for a man who jumped overboard from a cruise ship as it approached Florida. The Carnival cruise ship Mardi Gras was about 55 miles east of Port Canaveral when the 43-year-old man jumped after midnight on Saturday. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join the show here. You just have to dial in at 603-283-6160. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind at 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. We'll look forward to seeing you at ForkFest. It is the sixth annual ForkFest coming up in just a couple months.
Looking forward.
From now, it starts the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So ForkFest this year is June 27th through July 3rd. Same place as always, Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. There are no tickets for ForkFest. If you're going to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you got to get tickets, and they're almost sold out. I think they're technically oversold, so you should grab your tickets for that.
And lodging on top of it.
Yeah, the whole park is sold out for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but that is not the case for ForkFest, because ForkFest is decentralized. It's a smaller event. It's more intimate, and you can come and hang out with some freedom-loving people June 27th through July 3rd. All you need to do it is to reserve your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground, and then you can celebrate Independence Day with other freedom-loving people here in New Hampshire. It is a place to come. It's a great excuse to come on up here to check this place out. Make sure it's a real, you know, movement. I mean, we talk about it all the time here, but sometimes it helps you to actually get on the ground and meet some people.
We had somebody at ForkFest last year who was asked, you know, we're sitting around a group of people around a fire, drinking, whatever, and somebody, so how come you came up this year? And they were like, I just wanted to make sure that this was real. You know, because they listened to the show and that kind of a thing, and you know, you can't believe everything you hear.
No doubt. Got to see it yourself.
And so they came to see it themselves. And
Forkfest.party is the website. You can go there. It's an official website, but it tells you a little bit about the event, connects you to some of the chat rooms where you can meet other attendees. There's a forum as well if you prefer that. Forkfest.party. Let's go to Gigi, listening in South Carolina to WTMA, I think. Go ahead, Gigi.
Good evening. I would like to make two comments. The first, right on to Richie. He was so on the money when he said, if you're speeding, the cop can pull you over, whether it's a state cop, city, or county, because that is what's known legally as probable cause. And as a result of probable cause, they can search you, your body, get you out of your car, search your trunk, search your car. Be careful of your civil liberties. Good for you, Richie.
Well, I don't know who second. Richie is.
I assume Richie Rich.
Richie Rich, probably a previous
Richie
episode.
Richie Rich. Yeah.
Oh,
sorry,
you're talking about our Sunday night show, which was...
No. The gentleman just now.
You're talking about the old man, Richard, who called into the show bragging about his
camera?
Maybe she's talking about me.
With you, Captain.
I had briefly brought up that, like, yeah, a big part of the whole purpose of having speeding tickets is it gives them an excuse to pull you over.
Sure.
Once they've pulled you over, they can search your car because they decide so. And what they will call it is, well, your speeding was probable cause. And I thought I smelled marijuana, so I felt the need to search your vehicle.
Yeah, usually speeding isn't probable cause for a search.
It is. It gives a county, city, and or state police officer the legal recourse to pull one over. This is known as probable cause. And as a result of probable cause, it can all follow. Searching, frisking, this was known as Map versus Ohio at the United States Supreme Court.
Right.
But he was correct when he said that.
Because a police officer can just go, oh, I smell something, and then that's how they can search your car.
Once I see you committing a crime, I can suspect you of another crime, a related crime.
Right, so
correct.
Just for the record.
Probable cause is very, very sensitive, so people need to be aware of their civil liberties.
All right, Gigi, just for the record, that was Peakless Mountaineer who said that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I just want to clarify what we're saying here. I mean, look, we can't give legal advice. We're not attorneys, but my understanding is that what you're saying, Peakless, is that getting pulled over could open the door to a search.
Correct.
Because a dishonest cop could make the claim that he smells marijuana and use that as the excuse.
But a lot of the times it doesn't.
I watched you
break the law by speeding.
Hang on, Gigi.
I'm
going to put her on hold. Go ahead.
All right. Or just, I watched you break the law by speeding. Mm-hmm. What were you getting away from so fast? I think you were a robber. I think you were trying to escape the scene of a crime.
Therefore, they have to have an actual robber. Supposedly, they would need a robbery nearby to make that claim. I mean, they can say whatever they want. They can lie, obviously. There's no doubt about it. But usually, in the circumstance of dealing with not a dishonest cop, they may try to ask you to search the car. That's much more common, where a police officer will ask if he can search, and people not knowing their rights will go ahead and let them. And then in that case, you've consented to it. Gigi, go ahead.
Thank you. And you are correct about that. People not being aware of their civil liberties, and they are intimidated by someone in a uniform with a billy club and
big
flashlight. Yes. Secondly, the gentleman from North Georgia who has a concern over what he said that the sheriff allegedly said and did. There are recourses locally for any layperson in a particular municipality when an individual feels that sheriff did or said something or both that isn't legal. You have your city commission board, your county commission board, and the mayor.
Yeah, but those people never do anything. They're all on the same team.
I don't even know how to access them.
No,
you can go down and talk to them. They're going to blow you off.
I would not agree with that because it gets on record legally.
Doesn't matter.
And let me tell you, when somebody wants to be reelected, you can recall that sheriff.
Well, I mean, you're talking about the system generally, and Gigi, I understand from a from previous calls that you might be you might have worked as an attorney or may still, but you're talking about the system generally, and you're acting as though it actually works. And I'm here to tell you that it's designed to be obtuse, it's designed to be difficult, it's designed to be inaccessible, it's designed to be confusing, it's designed to be expensive, and it's designed to really frustrate any kind of attempt to do anything about it. And thank you for the call tonight. I understand why she's saying what she's saying, because she really does believe these things about the system. And maybe as an attorney with some level of power or influence, maybe it works differently for people like her. But it doesn't work that way for people who aren't, you know, in the system.
Well, and it's one thing for it to, okay, well, now you have a legal record of it. And sure, like, you're used to being in court where, yeah, if there's a legal record of this thing, then you can refer to that legal record, mm-hmm. and it will be assumed to be accurate and true once you're already in court. But you have the position where you can, like, speak to the court directly and not be, you know, considered a fool for doing so. Whereas, like, anyone who tries to represent themselves will not see the same level of mm-hmm. respect by any shred of the imagination,
right?
And okay, so like you've got this legal record, nothing's going to happen unless you make it happen.
It's like you said earlier, the system is the punishment in a lot of cases, because somebody like me would have to hire somebody like Gigi to assist me in navigating the bureaucracy in order to get whatever wrong has been done to me righted, or attempt to, and then the success rate of that is nil, even if I do go out and seek some expertise.
Look at the number of corrupt sheriffs that have been out there. I mean, of course, you don't have to go look at, for instance, Arizona, where the Joe Arpaio is sort of known for many, many years as just essentially subjecting people to torturous level conditions in the county jail and not respecting people's rights in any way, shape, or form for many, I don't know, decades. And this guy just kept on getting away with it. It didn't matter how much information would be revealed about all of his depredations. People just kept on putting him back into office. So it really doesn't matter what you say if the local, you know, people are a bunch of psychos or they support having a psycho for a sheriff.
Yeah, and there's this idea, well, you could take them to trial. No one can afford that. People can't afford a $1,000 emergency. 3 out of 5 people are waking up in the middle of the night worried about finances. We can't afford so-called justice.
Yeah, good luck hiring an attorney. I mean, for all the attorneys out there that are willing to take a case pro bono, it's still hard to find any of them who want to sue the government and sue the sheriffs who may be corrupt and may come after the attorney and their family.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open here, although if you're not on the line right now, probably won't have room for you because everybody always piles in the last few segments. So if you don't get in tonight, it's okay. We have a Sunday show.
I'll be here tomorrow.
That's right. And the Sunday crew will be here. We'll be taking calls from 7 to 10 Eastern, as we do 7 nights per week. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Beagle's Mountain Mayor.
And the captain.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Grab archives and more. All there for free. freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. But Beagle's, I know you wanted to comment on Ukraine. Can you do that here?
Yeah, I pretty much like got it in, like just the like nothing is worth this. Like what? Oh, your demands.
But they are bringing weapons.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
There's more weapons from the United States going in there.
Yeah,
right?
There's a bunch of weapons that we didn't send to Ukraine because we thought it would be provocative. We thought it might provoke them into escalating this scenario. And now we're like, yeah, nah, go ahead. Send those helicopters that we weren't gonna send. Send way more of what we're sending. Send a higher grade of weaponry to Ukraine. We apparently no longer care about poking the bear that might just, you know, bring about a nuclear winter that makes it impossible for plants to grow on planet Earth for the next 1,000 years.
So this sounds like a pretty serious escalation, then.
Yeah. I mean, we are engaged in full-blown proxy war.
When you say we, you mean the U.S. federal government, right? Well, you're not part of them, are you?
Only as a victim.
Okay.
Only as a victim.
Let's go to Robert. He's in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Robert?
Hey,
go ahead.
You want to have nightmares? Oh, excuse me. Yeah, I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you doing?
Go ahead with your thoughts.
If you want to have nightmares, watch the movie Threads. I'm sure you guys are familiar with it.
I've never heard of it. Threads?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
It's a kind of like a not really a mock documentary about basically what happens like after the bombs drop and, you know, Matt actually happens. It's very disturbing, like extremely.
Yikes.
But I had some thoughts on the police. I'm not a lawyer, but I will give everybody some advice. Number one, record every interaction that you have with any government official.
Great idea.
And number two, if you ever get stopped by police, they are not your friend.
Nope.
They are not there to help you. And the Miranda rights say anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law.
Yes.
Nothing you say can actually benefit you, like what you tell the police.
Never talk to cops. Agreed.
So, yeah, at the end of the day, say nothing, record the cops every time you get stopped.
Yeah, I have a very specific threshold on that one. So, like, immediate interaction, I'm going to be just as happy and kind and, like, on your side as I possibly can be until I think that this is going to be more than just a let-me-off-with-a-warning situation. As soon as I have a suspicion of that, like, once they're trying to pump me for more information than just, like, where are you coming from and going, like, as soon as that, like, shut down. Don't talk to them. Nothing you say can help.
Yeah. To say don't talk to cops for me is a bit of a misnomer. There are very specific things that I do say. Am I being detained? That's a very good thing to say to police.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't answer questions.
Yep.
That's also a very key phrase that I like to employ.
I got to agree with that one, Captain. And Robert, I have to agree with you as well. If there's a cop approaching you in any way, shape, or form, you should be using that time to pull out the nearest video recording device and start it rolling, because I understand where you're coming from, Peekless, and everybody has their own approach, but you got to have it on the record from start to finish, because if you're not recording that conversation, even when it's the normal stuff like you're talking about, it could shift quickly and you won't have that on video. And plus, if a cop knows they're being recorded, in many cases they will change their behavior, and in many cases they change it for the better. Now, they could change it for the worse. That is a possibility. You could have a rogue cop who might grab the camera, throw it on the ground, pull you out of the car, and beat you to death. I mean, that could happen, but I think it's less likely when you record. And the other thing is, whenever you're having the sort of regular conversation, you have to remember sometimes what you consider to be a regular conversation is actually that police officer fishing for information in a way that may not trigger you. Like, oh, well, where are you coming from? Oh, where are you going today? Just ask what sounds like normal questions that another human being might ask. He's looking for information. Mm-hmm. He's looking to make an arrest. He's looking to write you a ticket. So there's no benefit to you answering any of those questions generally. I have to agree with the captain's tactic here of just any question they ask, the answer is, if you feel like you must answer, is I don't answer questions. And frequently, not answering anything, just staying silent, will tweak them even more. It confuses them even more. So giving them something to chew on by saying, I don't answer questions, at least gives you the feeling of saying something and gives you them the feeling of, oh, this person is hearing me. I am being received.
Yeah, so the corrected statement that I guess I would make would be, don't converse with the police.
Yeah, it doesn't help you.
You can speak at them using key phrases just to make them feel like you're a human being, but outside of that, I wouldn't carry it any further.
And just to quick defuse a myth out there, like, there's this idea that you can only not talk to them if you think that you will incriminate yourself. Remember, not only you, but anyone else in the world who could be innocent, they will use your information to put someone in jail.
Yep.
So that is a legitimate concern and a reason 100%. Not to give them any information.
Robert, you sound like you're pretty experienced with this. Are you like a cop blocker or a cop watcher? Or
I'm a civil rights activist in my area.
Nice.
And I just, you know, I try to keep, it's like I don't hate the person in the uniform.
Nope.
You know, like I don't, because they're human like me and you. But the police as an organization, they're culpable as a group, just like the Catholic priests are culpable. Like, even they may have not all done it, but they're all guilty of it because they allow what behavior goes on behind closed doors. And like, because we can't, I mean, what are we supposed to do to fix it? You know, they investigate themselves and they found no wrongdoing.
Yeah, you can't. It's hard to fix that system, but you can protect yourself by doing smart things like we're talking about here. Robert, great,
exactly.
Great call, man. Thanks for sharing tonight.
There have been actual attorneys who have gone and done studies to find out, you know, does talking to police ever help anyone? And they couldn't find a single case, not one case, where they went, hey, you know what, this person would have been better off had they just spilled their guts to the police when they were pulled over, whatever it is.
I think the only time you could say that it might be helpful is if you called them and you needed them for some specific reason, right? Like, your kid's missing or something like that. Okay, then you might want to say, the kid's wearing a blue jacket and he left here at 6 o'clock or whatever. So, like, if you called them and you wanted their attention, then that's a different situation versus being pulled over or whatever. Let's go to Will in New Mexico, listening to KOBE there in Las Cruces. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, can you guys hear me all
right? Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to touch on the psilocybin topic you guys were touching on before the break.
Sure. Go ahead.
I just wanted to, talk about how the health benefits far outweigh the any risk you might be taking. And I think that it's definitely a viable treatment for things like addiction, depression, anxiety. I believe, like, back in the 1950s or late 50s, it was either scheduled or the research on it was just completely halted. And also, for anybody listening that's interested, there's a really awesome documentary on, I think it's Netflix, it's called Fungi, just going over the benefits of the psilocybin, but also not just therapeutic benefits for, psychological reasons, also environmental reasons. These things are known to be able to break down hazardous material and essentially filter it through their system and create almost like a compost.
You're right about the history of psychedelics. Of course, LSD was being researched very heavily, I believe, in the 1950s and 60s. And, of course, it caught on popularly, and then the war on drugs got a hold of them. And then, like you said, all research stopped. We're now seeing the resurgence of some research into these entheogenic psychedelics like LSD, like psilocybin mushrooms, MDMA, which isn't as much of a psychedelic, but it's its own thing, and it's pretty cool. Does a lot of good stuff for people. So some of these studies are pretty important, and we're seeing them having some real effect on positive changes in people's lives. And I think we're just scratching the surface as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm looking forward to what happens in the next few years or something like that, because a lot of the research is finding that if you do it in smaller doses, actually, over a longer period of time, the health benefits are immense.
Microdose.
Part of that. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Part of that documentary, it went over called Fungi, I think it was. They went over like the fact that it can treat like stroke victims and flu and stuff.
Amazing. Will, thank you, man. We are out of time for tonight. I do appreciate your call. Appreciate hearing from you. And the captain's back tomorrow with the live Sunday show. So if you didn't get on tonight, you can always call earlier, hopefully, in the show tomorrow. And we'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.